E-cigarettes can produce a stress response on a brain stem cells. That's according to a new study from UC Riverside. It finds even short-term exposure to e-cigs can stress cells in a manner that may lead with chronic use to cell death or disease. For a closer look at the study, we're joined live on the KCBS Wing Central Newsline by Atina Zahidi, the first author of the study and bioengineering doctorate at UC Riverside. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So explain to us what you found.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for having me. So essentially, we are looking at exposure of neural stem cells, and these are important cells, of course, in the brain, not only throughout development, through when a fetus is developing, but also throughout life. We really need these cells when we get injured to be able to replenish the neurons and other cells in our brain. And when we indeed treat these cells sort of in a dish, we notice that they do have a stress response and really impacts sort of these survival mechanisms where eventually with chronic use can result in cell death and damage to the brain.
Is this different in any way to what cigarette smoking could do?
Actually, cigarette smoke also has been shown to have similar effects. Specifically, the effects are on mitochondria, which are very important organelles. They're responsible for energy and a whole host of other things in the cell. But what's alarming is the amount of nicotine that is found in these new types of e-cigarettes. The particular brand that we chose had a considerably high amount of nicotine, multiple times more than what you would find in a stick of cigarettes. So, and what we're really showing is that these mitochondria effects, these stress effects, are due to the nicotine. So, you know, it really is showing us that e-cigarettes are not, you know, harmless as some, or, you know, harm reduction, perhaps even as some may consider them.
Yeah, because, I mean, in some people push them as a way to get away from cigarettes.
That's correct. Yeah, actually, and that is precisely the alarming findings that we're seeing, that the amounts of nicotine that are found in these products are so high that is resulting in teens and, you know, young adolescents quickly getting hooked and really being exposed to, you know, very alarming amounts of nicotine and other, you know, constituents.
And the amount you're finding, is it in an amount that's meant to be used like one cigarette, or is it like for many, many smokes?
Yes,
I'm not sure exactly what to call it.
It's the amount in, you know, one e-cigarette is up to my understanding, 20 times the amount that is found in cigarettes, in some of these products like Vuse or Juul, which you may have been hearing about in the news.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate the time. Atina Zahidi is the first author of this study, bioengineering doctorate at UC Riverside.